Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord.
Hello, Radio Land, with God Chasing Ministries, and we're seeking God's face like never before. We'd like to thank Jesus for another opportunity to come forth to bring you the wonderful plan of salvation. We're going to have Pastor T. Arthur come forth with the Word of God. Before she comes forth, I'm going to read from the Scripture in Romans, the 6th chapter. And it's imperative, and I urge all of you out there just to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is trying to tell you tonight. These are trying times. These are times to stop just being hearers of the word, but be doers of the word also. These are times that we need to be serious about our faith and our trust and believe in Christ. No more can we sit by on the sideline and just say one thing and do another thing. We must occupy why it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. But we're going to read Romans, the 6th chapter, and I'm going to read just a few verses. And my main focus, and the Lord told us to focus on, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit means everything. Without it, it is impossible to be able to do the work of Christ. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit and you don't allow the Holy Spirit to do what he needs to do in your life, this is what you become. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom to you present yourself slaves to obey you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. So we'd have been delivered from the doctrine of sin, from the laws of sin. And by the Holy Spirit is the only way that we can overcome this trial and error that the enemy tried to put in our life. Through the Holy Spirit, you can overcome all sins and you can be washed by the blood of Jesus. Without any further ado, we're going to have Pastor Tiara come forth with the Word of God.
Amen, amen. And that is right up my alleyway, Prophet. I'm going to be in Ephesians chapter 3 and in verses 13 and 20. Amen. And in verse 13, it says, "Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory." And in verses 20, it reads, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Blessed be the reading of that word. And so, as in verses 13, it says that, you know, the Lord has a desire that we faint not at the tribulations, which is our glory, because he's going to finish that thing that he started within us. And so we have to recognize that the Lord has dominion over all the powers that be. Amen. And so he is the author of it all, you know. And so in verses 20, there's something really that the Lord wants us to talk about, according to the power. Amen. Oftentimes I hear this scripture repeated over and over and over again, but it's only the first half that is repeated. Amen. In verses 20, it says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think." But there's a second part that says, "According to the power that worketh in us." Amen. And so we have to recognize that if we're going to overcome, and Prophet made mention briefly in the very beginning of the broadcast, talking about the Holy Ghost must reign in you, so that you must decrease, so that the Spirit of God will increase in you and have full reign to do what he desires to do. And it says he can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or we think. He is able to do these things. But those of you who are military minded and you understand warfare, amen, we have to recognize that there are rules of engagement, amen. And so there's a operation of the Spirit of God. Amen. And so it, one of the things, in order to be used to do these things, these great things, these exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think things, amen, then he must be able to totally operate in us. It says according to the power that works in you. So again, this all still goes back to the Spirit of God moving and working in you, and that we quench not that Spirit. Amen. And many of us have to start there at the very beginning and seek after the Lord for his Spirit. And we're under the impression that we have the Holy Ghost. Amen. But we don't have the Holy Ghost. And before we talked about, hey, where's your evidence? Because you should have your prayer language. You should be able to speak in other tongues. This is evidence that you have his Spirit and that it's able to move and lead and guide you in the path in which you should go. So there's evidence, and that evidence, you can find it according to Acts chapter 2, verses 4. Amen. Nevertheless, God wants to do a work in you, but he is limited to the power that works in you. And so now is the time to really humble yourselves at the feet of Christ and seek him out, that his power is stirred up in you. Amen. For the Bible tells us that the Spirit of God is a gift. Amen. The wages of sin is death. Amen. But the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. And the gift is of God in order to get to eternal life and to live fully according to how God wants us to live in him, we must have the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so anyway, we're going back to according to the power that works in you. Let me explain something about the power of God. Amen. This is all linked to your faith. Amen. So we're going back to verses 13 where it says, I desire that you faint not at the tribulations for you, which is your glory, because he is building your faith with these trials and these tribulations. Amen. And so we have to recognize that our faith and the power is the same thing. So if we have faith, then we have power. The more faith we have, the more power that we have for God to move within us and do the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. Amen. God is a God of the impossible. And so this is not, we're transitioning out of this time. God is being taken out of the box. Amen. He's not doing these rituals and these traditions. I don't care how many generation to generation to generation you've done certain things this way and that way, but God shall not have limits. Amen. But he shall move according, and he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Amen. And he's not a psychological God. He's not an analytical God, excuse me, but he is a God that wants to move according to his will, according to his purpose. And he wants us to just get in our mind that he will do what he needs to do, and his will shall be done. So it's important that we not seek after our life, but that we get caught up in Jesus and lose ourselves in him. Paul, I'm reminded that he said that, you know, our life is hid in him, and that we're prisoners of Christ. Amen. And so we need to be wrapped up and tied up and completely decreased in the Spirit of Christ, so that the Spirit may have full reign in our lives. Amen. This is so important. We must allow the Spirit to reign in our lives. And I know that we talked about it before, but these times, these struggling times, they're getting harder and harder. We've had two seasons, amen, of miracles. And that was a time where we are built up in our most holy faith. The Lord, many of us were operating from miracle to miracle, and we're living day to day from miracle to miracle, the season of miracles, the miracles that will build up our most holy faith. But now, as we've been talking about before, we're in a period of warfare. I mean, high warfare, the season of Joshua, where we are now utilizing this faith, and this faith is going to be tried. God is not going to build up a faith and give you a faith that we don't even know how it operates. Amen. Those of you who have been in the warfare, understand that when you're a soldier or a warrior and you're trained to go and fight, amen, before you go over and they just give you a weapon, they say go here and fight, amen, then there is we had a period of time where there was mock warfare. And so we would go and have our little tents, and they set up little scenarios of warfare, and we were trained for war. Amen. And so, you know, that's what the Lord is doing in you. Now that the faith has been built and established, now the foundation is being tested and tried. Amen. So that you have this experience, you understand how to effectively use your weapons of warfare. Amen. And you can go forth and really effectively build the kingdom of God and be effective and victorious in battle. Amen. And so it's important that you get lost in Christ and you allow him to have full reign, and you trust that now is the time. It's so important that we really, really begin to let God have the forefront. Amen. And so everything else we say to ourselves, it doesn't matter, that we're casting our cares upon the Lord, not our responsibilities. It's our responsibility to let the Lord reign in our lives. It's our responsibility to seek the face of God. Amen. But we cast the cares of the world. We cast it. We give it all to God. We cast the concerns of our enemies, debts, and all of these cares that concerns us in regards to our natural body and the natural world. We give it to the Lord, and we get totally lost in him. And we're saying, God, I trust you. Amen. I love that song by Vicky Wallace. It says, I'm safe in your arms. Amen. And so even with Mary and Martha, you know, the Jesus said to her on occasion, he said, you know, Martha, you're troubled about so many things. Amen. But leave your sister alone, Mary, who has desired the better part of things. Amen. Because Mary desired to be at the feet of Jesus. And so it's important, you know, that we recognize what the time and the season is. There's a certain time, and it's just a time to just totally be in rest in God. Amen. And in order to do that, we must allow the Holy Spirit to reign, where we're able to say, you know what, Lord, you have this. You have not brought me this far to leave me. You haven't brought me this far, and surely I'm not going to that place, back to that place that you have delivered me from. So I know that God is a God, the God who created the heavens and the earth, amen, who stepped out of eternity into time, who humbled himself and died on the cross for me, that I may have access to his spirit for times such as this, where I'm able to really rely and trust on him, because we tap into his spirit for comfort. We tap into his spirit for direction. Amen. And for rest in his spirit, and for peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. All of that rest right there in the spirit of God. So it's important that we let it reign in our lives, and we say, you know what, I'm not going to be carried away with the cares of this world and covetous things and the lust of this world. Amen. But we're going to humble ourselves at the feet of Christ and recognize that God knows what he's doing. This is a God who has all powers are at his disposal. Amen. And at the end of the day, all power belongs to God, and things are happening according to his time frame and according to his will and purpose. His will shall be done. Amen. And so it's up to us that if we're going to surrender and not have the be anxious for nothing, but allow him to do what he desires to do in us. It says, now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. His eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard, and nor have entered the heart of man the things that have been prepared for him. But it's by his spirit that these things are revealed to us. Amen. But we must trust in that spirit and allow it to fully clothe us. Amen. And cloak us. Amen. And to put on his righteousness, to put on his holiness, and be led by the spirit of the Most High God. So in the end, we are getting being glorified through his spirit, and he totally is getting the victory and all glory, amen, throughout our situations and our circumstances. But it's important that we allow, it says, according to the power that works in you. So we need to let that power work in us so that he can do all those things he desires to do in us, and it be maximized in our life. Amen. And my time has come to an end. I thank you so much for joining in. Until next time, may God bless you. Well, Saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. Visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. We want to hear from you. We encourage your praise reports as well as your prayer requests. Or you can give us a call at 334-434-1312. And until next time, may God bless you.